You want to get into the war?
Monuments, man.
Time to put a team together and do our best to protect buildings, bridges, and art before the Nazis destroy everything.
How many men?
Six.
Jesus.
Well, with you at seven.
That's much better.
Even in World War II, George Clooney, that motherfucker still can be classy. Bet he didn't write a classier script, but, you know.
He can be classy with a mustache, and he can have classy men surrounded by him, but you're completely right in the classy script.
Yeah, so it, damn, where were we? Fuck.
We were talking about how classy of a motherfucker George Clooney is, and how classy of a motherfucker.
That's right, I forgot what movie you're talking about.
Like, what movie? Ironic that you bring up the term memorable, but.
So George Clooney, man, that motherfucker, even fighting Nazis, you think fighting Nazis and all that's gonna be dirty, right? But, you know, George Clooney's like, you know, hey, I shine my shoes still, you know, I put a bullet through his head, but I take a white rag and I just, like, clean it off just a little bit, you know?
It's weird because, like, you look at what this movie's about. Art curators in 1940s rescuing art from World War II. It's got to be somewhat suspenseful, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I don't think any of it was going to be suspenseful before I saw it because I knew what the movie was. As far as, like, and I was like, there's not really going to be any action in this movie. I can already tell. Like, there's going to be, like, mild action in it just because, you know, they're in the battlefield. But I bet it's not going to be anything. If anything, there's going to be more confrontations than tension or shooting or action or anything like that. So I know that is a complaint with a lot of people, but for me, I kind of just expected that. But
you didn't expect it to be this boring, did you?
I wasn't bored. I can say that right now. I wasn't bored for the simple fact that I was looking to see what would happen with the art because I like history, big history buff, but I didn't really know much about the whole Hitler wanting to burn the art stuff and all.
Oh, you did it?
I knew about it, but like that's something I never really like looked into deep. So I was just hoping to.
I kind of did. Like I studied that last semester at school, and pretty much what it was there is an uprising of artists coming through that were kind of making anti-Nazi art pieces. And Hitler would
know all that. So for me, I was never bored because I knew that there was the whole Hitler uprising and destroying the arts and stuff, but I never really looked into that part. We never really got into that in school as far as deep into it, and I didn't really pay attention to it. So for me, I was just looking to see what would happen next thing. So my attention was there. It's just they didn't really go into it that much into the movie.
Yeah, it's weird because it's one of these movies where, you know, everyone saw it's like, oh, snap, George Clooney, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, John Goodman, this can't fail. And then you look at it, it's like, wow, they really did not understand the pacing with this one, did they?
No, the pacing is completely off. I will say the movie, for me, it had some good moments in there, but then
the
next scene after that would be like, well, that scene doesn't even fit the last scene. Like, the tension of this whole thing just shifted like a motherfucker. Like, who edited this?
That was the thing. Like, as everyone knows, this film was this was supposed to be in, like, a lot of people thought this was going to be an Oscar contender last season, but Clooney said, like, we have to go back and do reshoots. And I frankly don't know if this, like, that tonal shift you're talking about, I don't know if that was the reshoots or what.
I'm pretty sure it was because some of the film, it looked like they just did that like right now. I was like, it doesn't look like this was the final piece of this movie. This looked like something was edited over, and because like I said, it was supposed to come out in November, and then they moved it to December. Then it got pushed to, because I thought it was coming out in December. Then it got pushed to February, and I was just like, oh damn, that movie. And then I heard what you said about the reshoots, and I was like, oh, well, after watching the movie, it's like obvious in your face like where the reshoots were. It's like, ah.
Yeah. Because as P1's alluded to, there's, you know, there's a tonal shift. And that tonal shift, it's like, that doesn't seem like it fits. And that would make sense. Oh, this is probably where the reshoots came in.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? We got George Clooney. You know what? The movie should just open up with fucking Samuel. Samuel Jackson should have been more. He's like, you ain't the only art finding in the world right now.
You ain't the only classy old actor in the world. That's right, Clooney. I called you old.
It's almost as if, like, Matt Damon was too young, so they had to split him apart from the group.
Yeah.
That's why they gave him his own movie.
That was the thing. Like, you look at everyone else in the crew, and it's like, one of these things doesn't belong with the other.
Mm-hmm. It was funny because we saw that apropos, and the same thing could be said about Michael B. Jordan's character.
Right.
Like, he was out of place. And that movie it almost felt like it was done with reshoots too. And I was like, you know, maybe they should just stay away from reshoots and be like, oh, fuck it, just put it out. You know,
let's see how it does. And if we really want to do reshoots, let's call it a director's cut and release it on Blu-ray for the five people that give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm not gonna lie, I was interested in the story here. Once again, that they just never advanced any. Well, you know, they touched on some of them. Like I brought up confrontations earlier. There was that one confrontation. Even though I said George Clooney's classy, he had with that German dude with the broken arm.
Yeah.
At the thing, that was a badass scene.
but it goes to this thing where it's like totally it doesn't fit.
No, it didn't fit because George Clooney. That motherfucker pretty much said, yeah, and I'll be reading from my paper after drinking my coffee and having my sandwich watching you hang from there. I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's like, I'm going to be enjoying a nice cup of tea. Can I have some? No, bitch!
He said it all calm and demeaning. He's like, you want a cigarette? He's like, you know, he's like, the first thing I'm going to remember too is as I'm eating my sandwich and finishing and reading after your beheading in this country is I'm going to think about my first cigarette. How do you think about that now? I was just like, damn.
I was watching that. It's like, maybe he should have been the one of the Glorious Bastards.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, he'd make a badass Bond. You see the rest of the movie, and you're just like, where was that at? And it's like, because I don't know, like, all the actors, I thought they did a great job, but what they were given wasn't much to do.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. It's that all the acting in this movie, it's great. Too bad there's nothing for them to fucking do. And that's kind of the thing with this movie. It doesn't really fucking go anywhere.
No, yeah, exactly. That's a good point, too. It doesn't go nowhere. Oh, that seemed really simple to get past. I mean, there was some great character interaction between each other, but I felt like the whole Matt Damon, Cate Blanchett part, as granted as a good job they did, I was like, I wish they had took that part out. Because every time they went back to the team, I was just like, yeah, this is what I want to see. You know, this is once again, like, Glorious Bastards, where I thought that movie sucked for me, which I liked it still, but I thought it sucked in some part because you don't get to see the bastards as much. And I'm like, all right, that's what I wanted to see, goddammit.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's like, you know, when you do a team film like this, like, let's look at the Avengers and X-Men, for example. You don't show the whole team kicking ass only to go to Iron Man and Pepper Potts making out and having sex. It's like, no! Get off that! Stop it!
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god, Matt Damon! Cate Blanchett's character, she's pretty much like, is like, you want the cafe? And by the way, she does a great French accent, so I was looking at her, I was like, damn.
I thought she was French. Isn't she originally French? Is she? I can't remember. I think she is.
Oh, okay. Cause I was about to say, she did that shit perfect. I was like, damn, she does a good job at it. But I was like, there was that scene where she was like trying to, like, they try to crowbar a love interest in here. And Matt Damon just tapped him on the shoulder and said, I like my tie. And I was like, ah!
Oh, dear.
I was laughing hard. And he looked at her like, she was like, oh, you're so cute.
once again, like, it's one of those things. It's like, tonal people. Tone people!
I said, did they write this, or did he just ad-lib that part? Just like, that didn't even fit right to the movie. Like, her character just, like, shifted to wanting to fuck him, like, in a heartbeat. It's like, well, it's Pat Lee. You know? I was like, what?
This is Lady Kim. It's going to stick you.
Yeah.
Here comes the creep!
Another moment I liked was the death scene of Hugh Bonneville's character was Donald. I don't know why I liked it as much. Maybe it's because you know, George Clooney's in the background narrating. It's like, we don't die for artists. Our art's not worth it and stuff. And then you see these guys or Nazis come in and they take the statue he's supposed to be guarding, and he pretty much knows he's gonna die. And then you hear him narrating a letter he wrote, and then this Nazi comes and just shoots him like four times, and it's just like, damn. Then they show the body just laying inside. I don't know, I kind of liked how that was done.
See, it's one of those things where it's interesting you brought up one of the lines that really stuck out to me, where it's like, we don't die for art. And I'm like, so what are you going to do? If you're holding pictures and the Nazis come at you, you're like, ah!
Throw it and run. You throw that motherfucker and run. Help!
Block this shit! Now for my impersonation. Now for my impersonation of a black person whenever he sees a spirit.
But then there was another death in here of a, I forgot, John, that guy, that's real, I don't know the whole damn name, the dude from The Artist and shit.
John Dujardin, who's one of the better parts in this movie, even though he's only on screen for like 10 minutes.
His death, Granted, I thought the death with him and John Goodman, when John Goodman was holding, I was like, man, that's a good scene right there. But his death was like so kind of, I don't want to say, it, I guess cartoonish in a way, the way it was handled.
Because it was like, it was going, I know what you're trying to say. It was going great, and it was like, hold on for me.
It was one of those things where like, they're like, he's like, he sees a horse and he wants to touch it, and then like, you see these guys in the bushes and they're just pointing at him. And the next thing you know, John Goodman gets a car and drives, and he just gets shot right there. And it was like, was that supposed to be like funny and dramatic at the same time? Because I was like, I don't think that worked, to be honest. In the same way, like,
I think once again, we go back to the criminal argument of the tone of the movie.
Yeah, I think it would have just been better had them guys in the bushes never told John Goodman, or we've never seen them at all, and John just got shot by just touching the horse or something. And John would have saw it from a John Goodman would have saw it from a different distance, because that scene, I was like, oh, that was kind of weird. But then, like, when you see the part where John Goodman's holding him and he's, like, sitting there, and you can tell, oh, like, John Goodman's a great actor. Like, there's just the emotion he was pouring out, and I was just like, damn, that's a good scene right there. But the death, I was like, we just saw a second ago, like, this cartoonish death scene.
And we're going to be seeing one of those again from the RoboCop trailers I've seen, but...
Yes. Well, there's lots of cartoonish death. So, once again, I mean, the movie had good pieces, but then, like, a scene later, not even, like, a good minute, the next scene over, it would get just weird and out of place, and I was just like, yeah, I know this is a comedy drama, I think, if I'm not mistaken, but I was like, I don't know if those two go well together sometimes.
It's not being marketed as a comedy, though. That's a weird thing. Like,
yeah, I think it was neither until I looked it up on IMDb and they put it in this genre. I was like, really? I guess so. I mean, I see the comedy pieces in there as far as these characters and what they're doing because they have to go to these interactions. I mean, you got Bill Murray in here, him and Bob Balaban, I thought was good in it, and Bill Murray was too, but Bill Murray, they didn't really give him shit to do.
No, it was one of those things where, like, it's like, you have Bill motherfucking Murray. Do you know how hard it is to get him to do a movie nowadays? Give him something to do.
Matter of fact, did he have any lines besides, like, three of the lines? I mean, I don't remember him there was one comedic thing I did see from the trailer, which I don't know, was with Matt Damon stepped on the mine. And then George Clooney was like, why the hell did you do that? And then he's like, well, they're architects. They could probably put something together or something. And John Goodman's like, why the hell would you do that? And they were just like, well, I don't know. But, I thought we was going to – I thought it was going to be more of a movie where I was more interested. I thought it was going to be more of a movie where we follow this team and we get to learn each one's special ability or why they was picked on this team. And then we'd see their abilities help.
We see it used.
Yeah, I didn't get that feeling at all because, first of all, they're split up in teams and we keep going back and forth between Matt Damon and Cate Blanchett to this, and then we get like little shots of Clooney's doing this, and then bam, back to Matt Damon. Clooney's doing this, then bam, back to this. It's like, all right, I want to see these people. Once again, it's that Inglourious Bastards syndrome.
No, yeah, I completely agree. It doesn't feel like a team film, and, you know, my main argument that I make against this film is just tonally, it's all over the fucking place, and it doesn't work. It needs a straight tone. It needs to be either dramatic, or if you want to go for a dramedy, you know, a drama with some comedic elements in it, have, you know, the comedic elements sprinkled throughout. Don't do it, like, after every other dramatic scene. It's just the tonal of this is off, and that's weird, because normally I think Clooney's a good director, but I think this is his worst film to date, so I give this a stream it.
It's funny thing. This is based off a book. I don't know if you read the book. Have you?
Don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what the book is like. Then, if it's anywhere near this, because Clooney, I remember saying this. He likes this book a lot. So, I wonder what the book is like. Then, if it, maybe I bet it's probably straight serious. But I bet he has I forgot the other writer guy's name. I think it was Grant Heslov. I think he's one of the writers on here. Maybe he put in some comedy elements in there, just to say, oh, it'll entertain family or something. I don't know, people, because I guess parents want to take their kids to see this for just a history lesson or some shit. I guess I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you right there, though. I wanted to. Team film. Now, I always hate that when I get a team marketed team film, and the next thing they split the group up and like, oh, go on Tuesdays, and you only get to see half of what they do, and it's like short little tidbits here and there and sprinkled out. And then you get to the Matt Damon and Cate Blanchett. With bad enough, they did a great job acting wise. I thought they did a good, especially Cate Blanchett. I was just like, damn, I believe she really is French. If like Layla said, maybe I should look that up personally.
She's Australian. I looked it up for you.
God damn.
Then she did a really good job. Well played.
Yeah, damn, she did a really good job of that, because she was pulling that French accent on, and it wasn't like funny French neither. She was playing that shit serious. Like, I was looking at her like, damn, maybe she really is French, like you said, but she's Australian. Right. Fuck, even better. Yeah, but I'm with you, though. I give it a minute, dude.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say about this one.
It's probably already for this year my most disappointed film, at least. I was a little interested in seeing this, but
yeah.
You know, Clooney always kept it classy in this movie. I mean, shit, anybody that can tell you, I'm gonna watch your head to get decapitated, but all I can remember is me having my first cigarette. I would have smiled at him if I was in that cell, and they were like, well, damn, shit.
It's like, well, at least can I have a hit of that cigar? Like, be a nice friend and help out?
Yeah, if that's gonna happen, then shit, yeah, I would like a cigar. It's almost like that Loki scene where it's like, I'll have that drink now when Tony said later, bastards.
Later.
Better get it back.
What have you got? I seem to have stepped on a landmine.
Why'd you do something like that?
What do you got?
Lieutenant here seems to have found himself on top of an unexploded mine.
Why would you do that?
You all have been spending too much time together. Yeah!